Warning: the following broadcast of the Bin It Together podcast, starring two of the five more educated members of the mediocre chart racing pop rock band Massive Wagons, may contain swearing. We apologize if it causes offense. All opinions are our own.
Bin It Together.
Right. Anyway, which this is the reasonably popular, I suppose.
Amongst our family members, anyway.
Yeah, my mum likes it. Podcast, Bin It Together. You can see it up there, look, obviously.
Just about, it's just in frame.
Just in frame.
Yep. This is where we take your things you don't like and maybe put them in the bin.
Dissect them.
Maybe don't put them in the bin.
It's a bit like brain surgery, but it requires no brains.
No, this is far more serious.
Far more serious.
Far more serious game serious. We're playing here.
Yep.
Let's get stuck into number one. Number one. Right, okay, we've got one here from Pete Sowerby.
Old mate Pete.
Old mate Pete, yeah.
My first ever live gig.
Did you really?
Pete. I did, yeah.
I didn't know that.
First ever band I ever went to watch was with Pete.
Who was that?
In fact, the first two ever bands I ever... it was Pulp at Morecambe Dome.
Right.
I was 16.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and then we went to watch a band called Echo Belly, oddly enough, at the Sugar House in Lancaster.
All right.
That was the second ever gig I went to.
We're playing there on Sunday.
We are playing there on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
To man Pete.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy, and he's a one of our beloved patron supporters as well. So high five to Pete.
I'll take me a 15-year-old's BMX cap off.
Here we go. Anyway,
we go.
What Pete wants to put in the bin is
anyway.
Turkey teeth and hair. Now, Baz, can you explain for those unaware? Because I wasn't entirely sure myself.
Turkey hair, is that like a... Is it like a little thing?
I thought it was, yeah.
No, I think
what
it is...
turkey teeth?
Turkey teeth. Well, I wouldn't know because... I've never been to Turkey. Is turkey teeth? Is, I believe it's when people. What happens is people who want the teeth straightening, or want the teeth correcting, or want one of them like you know like a hing. They want to look like Dale Winton, God rest his soul. But they go and have them replaced.
Right.
I think I don't know the process. I think they have them filed down, and then like teeth put on or new teeth put in. It's not
really?
Whitening or straightening. It's like a full replacement job. I think that's what it is.
That's quite.
And they
disturbing.
Go to Turkey because it's cheap.
It's cheap to do.
And there's a lot of like people out there. And I've never heard of turkey hair before, but I'm assuming
it's a similar thing.
It's the same thing.
Is it like the Wayne Rooney job? You know,
I think so. Yeah. And it's probably cheap.
Yeah,
cheap. cheap.
Well, anyway, this is Pete's reasoning for wanting to put turkey teeth and hair into
rock hair.
The bin. So number one.
Yeah.
Come on. Last week you had a mouth like Stonehenge, and a head as busy as a Jimmy Savile fan club.
A bald.
Oh dear. Yeah, I'm guessing he means it's pretty sparse.
Oh dear.
Thin, bit thin on the ground.
Yeah.
And now you look like you should be presenting supermarket sweeps. Funny you mentioned Dale.
Hey,
then, actually, you know.
What are the chances? He's like the go-to.
He is
handsome dude, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, going back to Wayne Rooney. I remember there was a thing, and I think he did it well, really, because he come out just in it like day one. He got the hair plugs done, you know, like what he looked like a sort of.
He looks like a turtle without a shell, doesn't he?
He does. Well, he did. He looked like I don't know, maybe like a. I don't know how to describe it. Maybe like an adolescent troll. You know,
he looks like that. He looks like what's the name of that giant thing off Neverending Story that sneezes on him? Molar.
Molar.
He looks a bit like that, doesn't he?
Some sort of golem. Maybe.
He won't be watching this. He won't be bothered.
No, he won't be bothered. I'm sure he doesn't care. But you know what I mean? And then the very next day, bang, you know, Raven's Wing.
Fucking Raven's Wing. You're right, yeah.
But, you know, so straight away, rather than...
Keegan.
Rather than let it, you know... he might just turn up and sort of like hoping no one would say anything. He took a picture in the back of the car on the way back from, I don't know, I don't think it was Turkey.
Do you know what? Fair fucks.
Yeah. And
there's no like sneaking
exactly.
in, like, or wearing a hat for a bit or getting bits done and then going back and getting a bit more. It's like, look, lads, look at me air plugs.
Yeah, yeah. He come out. And you know what? Like. I think doing that.
Get the jokes out of your system, lads.
And yeah, yeah, exactly. That's the way to handle this. There's no shame in it.
But then again, I bet he didn't go to Turkey for it.
He wouldn't have done. He's got a few quid, hasn't he, Wayne Rooney.
He wouldn't have gone to Turkey for it on the cheap.
No. Nah.
But let me tell you, I have seen, not the hair thing, but the teeth, I have seen a few videos on social media of people who have gone to Turkey and had their teeth done, and it has ended up, they've ended up like cracking and smashing.
Oh, God.
And they're left with like a full set of teeth, but they're like taking them out in two halves. And because their original teeth, I think... you destroy them to put these. They're like plugs, well, aren't they? But like a.
I'm assuming what this is what he goes on
horrendous.
To say, really. So point number two. Well, point number one, I think he's saying, you know, that you're not fooling anyone, you know.
No.
Because people who know you certainly aren't going to.
Fucking red rum.
Yeah, you turn up one day and suddenly, yeah, you've got the full booth on going.
Yeah.
It's, you know, but. I think I'm taking that Pete's issue with this isn't people who go and, you know, sort these things out. You know, I'm pretty sure he's got no problem with that. It's doing it like on the cheap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like going and doing it in Turkey and sort of making it, doing a naff job of it basically. And
yeah,
you know,
it's very hit and miss, isn't it?
Even when you're meeting new people, they're surely going to look at them and go, "That's a wig."
If I was. How many horror stories? I know he hasn't mentioned it, but how many horror stories have you seen of women going and getting plastic surgery
stuff,
or breast implants or whatever done, facial reconstruction stuff, and they go abroad? I'm going to flipping. Yeah, I've got a turkey to get it done. It's like you immediately go,
really?
Ooh, are you really?
Yeah.
Save up. If it means it's your face, it's your face. You've only got one of them. You know. So I don't know. I know it's not cheap and everything. I realise that, but if it was me and I cared what I look like, I would save up. I would save up and save up and save up until I could afford the best I could afford.
Exactly.
Myself, anyway.
Exactly.
Imagine having to live with it. You see the pictures of some people living with the consequences of.
Mm.
Man. Well, I mean, these videos of these people, these teeth, they're in tears online, in tears.
Yeah.
You know, they sort of start telling you about the story about the teeth and they take them out and they start crying. And it's like, your job's
not. I mean, you say cheap, it's. I imagine. Well, I'm not looked into this. It's like relatively cheap, but it's still a lot of money, you know.
Yeah. But it's a gamble, isn't it?
It is a massive gamble. Point number two, there's some good-looking bald fellas out there now. Bruce Willis, Jason Statham, Pete Sowerby.
Pete Sowerby.
Now, Pete Sowerby, as you've probably gathered by now, is follically, I won't say challenged, but he's a
follic wasteland.
He's a very handsome bald man.
He is, yeah.
But he is very handsome.
Very handsome, let it be known for the record.
So he's, what he's saying here is there's nothing wrong with being bald, you know.
Has Pete got great teeth? I don't know. I've never noticed. To be
I don't
honest.
Know. I've obviously seen him out and about, but I don't know.
Teeth's a tough one. Well, there's hair you can do nothing about, can you? If it's going to fall out, it's going to fall out. You either embrace it or become embarrassed about it.
Embrace it. The baldness.
Embrace the baldness, like Pete's done, or Alex. Alex has done it. Alex looks fucking great with him, since he shaved his hair for myself. But teeth's another weird one. That's where you look after your teeth. Make sure you clean your teeth.
This point number two is specifically talking about hair. I mean, I kind of understand the teeth.
I mean, you're not in any. Let's get one thing straight. You're not really in any position to sort of judge anyone's hair because you come from a long line of extremely well-haired men. I know your family generations back, and even in their 70s and 80s, they're all like, hi there. I can't see you for my hair.
Johnny Bravo.
Family of Johnny Bravos. Your uncle and your granddad.
Well, yeah, but that's the set. We're talking about Alex, my brother, drummer in the band. He's like the complete, you know, black sheep of the family, so to speak. He totally.
He's the bald sheep of the family.
The bald sheep of the family. He's. He was thinning. He was sort of going at the sides, and then I think everyone sort of bullied him into just shaving it. But as a result, I don't think anyone out there says, oh, he looked, you know, it doesn't look worse at all.
He
totally suits it, especially with a beard, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's it, though, because that's the same thing. He's kind of now committed to having a beard for the rest of his life. Otherwise,
it's like Bowser.
Otherwise, he'd look like a cue ball.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's so hard to talk about these things when it hasn't happened to you, isn't it?
It is.
You know, taking that step and deciding to shave it off, I don't know, it's tough, isn't it?
But this is the point. This is what I'm trying to sort of focus on, really, because Pete isn't saying people that go and get hair plugs or whatever. It's just doing it in Turkey on the cheap.
Taking that gamble.
Why did you take the gamble? Point number three, Katie Price, shark teeth photo. Look it up. Now, just before we flick this episode on, you did look it up.
Should I find it?
I'll flash it on screen.
I'll flash it on screen. For those in a nervous disposition, turn off your... Close your eyes right now.
Katie Price is in my in my Google search history.
Shouldn't take long to find.
But no, I've seen this picture, and as you've seen on screen there, it's
terrifying.
It's awful, and it's what you said before. It's what they do to your teeth before they.
Well, my dad's got false teeth.
Cap them.
My dad's got false teeth, but he has had them for a long time, and he's got just false teeth. But I suppose you're going to Turkey, you are getting false teeth, aren't you? And destroying perfectly healthy teeth on the search for bright white, pristine. But and I've got to be honest, I think it looks ridiculous.
It does. The teeth thing...
I think they're meant to be a little discoloured. They're meant to be...
Oh, they are.
A bit of character.
The like the enamel, like the chemistry, it's unnatural.
I don't know where that bright whiteness has to come from, that obsession with bright white. Is it a social media thing?
I think this is more of an American thing, to be honest. It's like in the UK, I don't think we care as much. And it's why we have this reputation to Americans as being like, you know...
Scum.
Our dental hygiene is lacking because we're not all walking around with like, you know, ding... You know,
yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Bright, white, shiny teeth, which I think is an unrealistic expectation to set of a.
It's probably comes from like American TV and American movies, and
yeah, it's like look after your teeth. I'm not saying don't look after your teeth. I'm saying don't brush your teeth. You know, I give these teeth a good brush once a week. Look after them, but that doesn't mean they have to be shiny and white. You know,
no, it's not for me. Like, it's not for me. I've got to be honest.
No.
Not for me.
So, going to Turkey to sort your teeth out.
It's the cheap option, isn't it? That's basically what it is. It's the cheap option.
And your hair out.
Yeah, you're taking a risk with your own health, aren't you? So.
Oh, I did see another alternative.
A bag.
Someone
just
who...
get a big bag for your head.
Someone... just cats. You know. It's like a tattoo, but it's not... It's like fine dots of tattoo, so it looks like you've kind of got... Like a shadow,
yeah.
You know that.
I've seen some amazing tattoo stuff lately, right? I saw somebody, a photograph of somebody who had a finger end, lost a finger end. It wasn't a massive off. It was like that much, and they tattooed a fingernail,
all right,
just to give them, just to make it look. It was amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing. And I tell you what else is amazing: when women have breast cancer, and they lose a breast, and then they have. I follow a friend with a tattooist online, and they do have like breast reconstruction, and they tattoo nipples on again, and so it looks real. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's like unbelievable. It's like a confidence thing, isn't it? You know. And
yeah, of course.
It's amazing. Absolutely incredible.
And again, to reiterate with this, you know. People that want to do that, we're not slagging that off. You know, if you want to go and sort your teeth out, going to sort your hair out, so you don't look, you know, bald and ridiculous.
Whoa!
only joking.
Bald is everywhere. Turn it
only
off.
Only joking. then fine. You know, that's not
think
the point here. It's like doing a crap job of it. You know, if you're gonna do it, sort it proper.
Although on the other hand. You see celebrities who you would imagine have great contacts and have a bit of cash to spend on it. Sometimes they end up looking ridiculous, don't they?
Yeah, they come walking in and it's like, you know, they're like hair's hovering above them, like a.
What do you think? Like a great,
like a flying saucer. Yeah, it's like, come on.
I know people with lots and lots of money who should know better, and they've just gone to the wrong people, and it's just they look horrific. Yeah. Do they think they look horrific? I don't know. I don't know what to think of it really.
But anyway, going and doing it on the cheap in Turkey. Turkey hair and teeth, I think, is going in the bin.
Get it in the bin. Look after yourselves. You deserve it. Look after yourselves. Save up a bit of cash. I know it's difficult these days, but... Or embrace it. Embrace the hair off, like lost like Pete. Huh?
Or just, you know, brush your teeth.
Or just brush your teeth, you dirty skank.
You dirty skank.
Fucking brush your teeth. Anyway, what's next?
There you go. Well is done, Pete. It? Cheers well for done, that, mate. Pete, thank you very in much.
The bin. All right, well, we've had a few more in this week. Well done, thanks. If you said I think the stern talking to we gave everybody last week, people have actually sent them in with three reasons, which is good. You're starting to understand how this works.
The dynamic.
It's good. But now we're gonna have one from me, if that's all right.
Go on then.
I enjoyed that one last week. It was jigsaws. It didn't go in. I'm gonna become obsessed with doing this until I get one in. All right.
All right. Go on then.
So this is this week's dishwashers.
Ah.
Dishwashers. Are you listening at home? Have you got a dishwasher?
Go on then. Give us your reasons, dishwashers.
Oh, need to knock the camera over then. I got a bit excited, didn't I? The ultimate lazy bastard piece of technology ever invented.
Yeah. Go on. Yeah. Well, yeah. I agree. I do. But
this could be tense. It could.
No. I'm.
It could
actually,
be a barrier up here before the end of the year.
I'm siding with you. I think the garbage.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's winning over you. Right. By the time you have rinsed all the food off the dishes, ready to be washed, and loaded the fucker... I wrote this when I was angry. I don't swear this much, honestly. You could have washed them by hand. Plus, the stuff's never dry after it's done.
Exactly. Yeah. That, to be honest, that's the main point. Like I used to put them in, and my other half would, you know.
I never knew that. You see, until
would tell me off. She'd be like, "You can't do that. Them plates are dirty." And it's like, "What's the bloody point then?" You know. Like, she was like, "You have to rinse them." So I'd give them a quick rinse in the drainer, and then she'd be like, "No, there's still bits of food on it." And it's like, what is this machine for then?
It's to fill a gap, is it?
What is it?
Let's get a mini bar.
I get it.
Get rid of it.
I get it. You don't put it in if there's like half a pork chop on it.
No.
I know that, but you know, it's got a filter. As long as you, you know,
yeah,
that's the point of it.
But that before you wash your pots in the sink, you scrape what's left of the food in the bin, don't you? But with them dishwashers, you seem to have to rinse everything before you put it in. And,
yeah.
And even then, when they come out, they're not clean. No. Not always clean, are they?
No, you can't overload them.
No, I didn't have that point. That's another one.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't put too much in. Don't put too much
can't
in.
Can't put too much in. And they're also quite uneconomic.
Oh, I don't even need to raise the points anymore. He's run away with it. I've flicked a switch, haven't I?
Huh? Go on then. Is that your next point?
I've got a couple, to be honest. The price of tablets compared to what?
not special rules here.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Price of tablets compared to washing up liquid?
Yeah, the tablets are expensive.
There you go.
Yeah.
Waste of water and energy?
Well, I don't know. I actually don't know about how much water
they use. Well, that doesn't cost me anything.
Well,
does it?
Huh? No, it doesn't.
So to speak.
Just your eyesight.
Just my eyesight. And and what do you do when you're going to get rid of it?
The dishwasher?
Yeah. It's just a mount. There's a mountain of white goods somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah, like them.
Hey, these last forever, don't they? Huh? Well, you know.
That's his hands for the benefit of those on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
these
yeah.
last forever. could be holding anything out. That was his hands he was holding out then.
Yeah, yeah. My hands, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes with these things I can think of an argument. I myself cannot think of a reason to have one. Expensive as well. The expense, energy, water, tablets, getting rid of the damn thing if it breaks.
It's not just that. Well, maybe it's me.
They don't do a great job. They don't dry stuff.
Anyway, I moving into our new house, it was we didn't have a dishwasher, and it was a requirement of my other half, and I was arguing against it for pretty much all these exact reasons. I don't mind washing up, you know.
Yeah, well,
I just wash up as I go when you're cooking, and
then
it's like,
something to do, isn't it, while you're frying your onions.
Waiting for your Frey Bentos pie to microwave.
Well, if you're eating one of them, you don't need to do any washing up. That's the beauty of a Frey Bentos. You eat it out of the tin, you see?
Yeah, you can do that.
One fork.
And then it's like, you know, and then it's all these added rules. Like you said, you can't overload it. You've got to make sure like 90% of the food is off the plate to begin with. Now all these other rules have been added. Oh, I can't put certain glasses in there because they come out like stained.
Not dishwasher safe stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Not dishwasher
safe. What's the
point?
Yeah, there's another one. There's about 10 now. Not dishwasher safe.
Not dishwasher safe.
You never got not sink safe on stuff, do you?
And it's just like, you know what? They are more trouble than they're worth. And they become something like people don't think about and they just use it. But then if you lost it and you were forced to live without it, I don't think people would miss it. But then you get these people that go, oh, no, I love my dishwasher. I love my dishwasher.
I love my dishwasher.
Like, you really love your dishwasher?
Get out of the house.
Get a life.
Go and get some friends. Eh?
Yeah, I think it's a total first world luxury, you know. And I think unless it's like some industrial restaurant kind of, you know, bang, you shut the thing and it absolutely
unless you're going to spend 20 grand on one. It's just a way.
And it's an absolute necessity for the business or whatever. Then I think no, for a home, for your average family, utterly ridiculous.
Wash up. Yeah, wash up. Like the good old days,
Get your marigolds out.
Get down the canal with your bucket full of...
Get down the river.
Yeah, it doesn't even cost any... it doesn't even cost... Use the water, that. Just use the water that's there, innit?
Yeah.
It's full of turds now, innit? Because of the government. Anyway, that's another podcast.
Was there any more points?
I don't think we need any more points, to be honest. No. I think we've sunk it. It's the battleship is sunk, unless you're going to collect them or something.
Fully with you. I'm fully in agreement.
It's a good place to put your magnets, I suppose.
And like you said, because I mean, we've got
a fridge, aren't
you? No, this is the other thing. No one could see the dishwasher. It has to have the matching wooden panel.
Oh, I see.
In the kitchen.
Well, what could you have in there? You could have a space for your whiskey. Your whiskeys could go in there.
No, they've got to be on display. They've got to be visible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're a single bloke living at home, that's where you can put all your empty washing up liquid bottles, isn't it?
And, it is,
stuff you can't be asked throwing out.
But yeah, I think there are I think they're just too yes! much of a modern luxury. Yeah, really. And I think we could do without one.
If you own one, shame on you.
And they don't
shame
even save. They don't even save time. People go, but save time because you just load the dishwasher and then it cleans them. And it's like, yeah, but what do they? Do they then transport themselves magically back into the cupboards?
I want to have a. I'd like to have a race with somebody. We'll have a pile of pots and a dishwasher. I'll wash and dry and put it away, and we'll see who gets it done first.
See who gets it done fast. Yeah. Well,
I'm guaranteeing I'll be sat down, you know, smoking a fag before you will, even though I don't smoke. So to speak.
I think they're ridiculous. Yeah, they're going in the bin.
Get them in the bin. Yeah! Get it, press the button then, come on. Wow. Don't leave me hanging. Nice one, that's what
Bang.
I'm waiting for.
That's two. Two fair. We've got two out of two. Two in the two. Yeah. That's never happened in 7 weeks.
In seven episodes.
Wow.
Huh?
Crazy.
Well, I'm pretty happy with that. I'm going to be happy all day now. Dishwashers, get in the bin.
Right. If you have a suggestion for Bin It Together, if you want to check us out on Patreon for all the other stuff we do, then go look it up. Leave the links below and check our website. It's everywhere. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. You can't miss it, to be honest. You probably blocked it from your, however you do that, I don't know. And the Commodore 64, you can't even get on the internet with that.
Thanks very much, Pete, and thanks, Baz.
Yeah,
for
right. More than welcome.
Dishwashers are now in the bin. You can't use yours anymore if you've got one.
Get it out of the house.
They're gone. They're in the bin.
Do yourself a favour, get a minibar. Yeah. Find something else, get rid of it. Plug up that hole with something you've always wanted. I don't know.
Yeah.
Get something cool in there. Put the kids in there or something.
Something useful.
Dog.
Yeah.
Anyway, till next week.
Next week.
Keep sending them in. Three reasons, remember. Rock on.